And we are live. Good evening and hello. So who of you out there sometimes, maybe more often than you would like, struggle with this inner critic or this voice in your head that's, bringing you down, or that's not very kind to you, or, falls short of actually loving yourself? Well, if you can relate to that, that is what we four will be speaking about tonight. Tonight and this afternoon, because we're at all corners of the world, we will be sharing our stories and our solutions of how to be in love with oneself. Now I'm going to give it over to my colleague, Tomoko, to start us off with a lovely little song.
Okay, hi everyone, my name is Tomoko, and just giving you a little flavor from the intro of my coming up album called No Geisha. You ready?
We are so ready.
I know geisha girl, no, I'm holding it down with Kitty-chan, eating sushi, throwing karate, and I love my creep, where East meets West. Arigato.
Wow, that was incredible. So
amazing.
Thank you so much. I felt your soul, sister. That was incredible. Why don't you start, Tomoko? Why is this being in love with yourself, or being in love with oneself, or self-love? Why is this so important?
Well, I'm an artist. Artists, we can be the worst critics of ourselves, right? It is so important, I think, it's because what we are feeling inside always projects to others. Hurt people hurt people. People who are not happy with themselves take it out on to others. You all know that, that you have experiences. Either way, that's why we must look within and learn to love and respect ourselves first and be happy with ourselves so we can treat each other with love and respect so we can be happy together. I think then this world will be a better place.
Amen. Or
amen.
A woman.
Amen. A woman.
Yeah. So what's your story when it comes to self-love? Have you always been in love with yourself?
No. Heck no. I am Leo, born in the year of a tiger in Chinese zodiac sign. And I'm from Osaka, which is the mecca of Yakuza, the gangster in Japan. And I lived in New York 14 years, so I'm like a triple, quadruple threat. I was born fearless. I was supposed to be. But that this was my fate. God programmed my life to be really have to learn about self-love. When I was 5 years old, my mother was working all the time, struggling, and hadn't seen me in a long time. And somebody else was always taking care of me. So when I was five, she saw me in a long time and she looked at me and said, "What an ugly child." So coming from where I was born from, hearing those words was like hearing it from God. So that shattered my soul to the pieces. And from there, I was already singing. My first memory was 3 years old. I was already singing and dancing to a bunch of people in Japan. So there was nothing else I ever wanted to do in my life. But since that incident at 5 years old, I buried my passion and gave up singing because I thought I was too ugly to be a singer. So I kind of started out late after college, and all my life I had to learn how to relearn how to love myself.
So can you tell us a little bit about how you did that? Just because quick, short and sweet, little simple tweak.
Yeah. Here and there. Yeah. I think we all want to change, but how can it be so difficult? Because our subconscious mind is running our lives. So no matter how much we tell ourselves, you know, we should do this and that, it's not going to work. The key is to change from the deepest place, which is our subconscious mind. So for me, I had to study a lot about that. And there are three things I do: watch my thoughts, pray, and meditate. And these three things are very similar and related to each other in terms of going within. It's an observation and internal conversation with myself or my higher self or God. So I have to be completely honest with myself and really listen to my own words and thoughts coming through all day, every day, so that I won't be doing things on an autopilot. And anytime I hear anything negative about myself or anything else for that matter, I will stop and catch myself and change it to something positive or loving. That's how I learn about really what's going on within inside of me. And I pray to God to help me change, and also do meditation and visualization to improve.
Tomoko, thank you. That was, yeah, I can relate to every single word that you said. Well, not every single word, but about the how. Yeah, those are great tips. And those are great places to start. And we have a fifth colleague that has just been able to pop in. Mary Papa, welcome. We are so, so happy to see you here. Yeah. Is there anyone else that would like to say something about this? The way I see it is like there's a lot of talk all over online and a lot of groups that are going into this whole self-love and self-care. And we specifically went to the in love. Does anyone want to say something about that? Because for me, it's like a level deeper. It's taking it out of the mind and dropping it down into the heart. Like then we're coming at ourselves, you know, from our own hearts. Mary, I don't know. I think Tomoko, go for it, girl.
isn't it very difficult to look at ourselves? Never mind talking about loving ourselves. It's just we can't even look at ourselves the way other people do. Even when I look at myself in the mirror, it looks the opposite side. So what I do start doing is to talk to my own child. Like I'm looking at it objectively. I'm looking at her, little baby Tomoko, you know, you're okay. Don't worry about it. You are beautiful. Instead of telling myself, you are beautiful to the mirror.
Right.
It's easier for me to talk to my little self like somebody else. Because we can do, like I said, hurt people, help people. Yeah, but there's also at the same time, we can do certain things to others when we can't even do it to ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's one thing I started doing. It works for me.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I was also going to invite anyone to share projects they may be working on or where people could find you if they found any of this content interesting and want to know more about us. Tomoko, we'll start with you.
I would just say, because my thing is everywhere and just distracting. So just go to tomokomusic.com and you will find everything, because I have my podcast is called Songwriter's Room on YouTube, but then I have Japanese series. I started TikTok, and it's crazy. So just go to tomokomusic.com. And thank you so much, everyone, for this subject. It was beautiful. And Blossom, you are the best MC I've ever heard in my life. And since you guys made me feel good, I'm going to sing a little bit more. Is that okay?
Oh, yes. Please.
Okay,
thank you so much.
This is for Valentine's, for lovers. Mm. Okay. Drifting on a memory, ain't no place I'd rather be than with you. loving you. Yeah. A day will make a way for night. All we need is a candlelight and a song. Yeah. Soft and long. Oh, yeah, baby. Glad to be here alone with a lover unlike no other. Sad to see a new horizon slowly coming into view. I wanna be leaving, everybody, for the love of you. Oh yeah. Every day living, living for the love of you.
Thank you so much, Tomoko. You guys are still listening. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being here, tuning in, listening to the replay. You can get all of our links down at the bottom. And thank you. And I'm saying, let's all be in love.
Woo-hoo! Yes. Yes, love.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Sayonara.